This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.
Oh yeah, that's right. This is how we brew it. Don't you just love that intro?
Oh yeah.
Shout out to Jack, the other half of the top 10, for being the beautiful voice of that.
Was he the voice of that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh my gosh.
It just played. Should have been listening.
You call him your best friend. Welcome aboard, Christian.
Hello.
Lovely to have you back for another week in the studio.
The only thing catchier than that theme tune is the Fat Freddy's you played before.
So good.
Incredible. What a way to start a Monday morning. This is how we brew it, Fat Freddy's. It's all go here.
It's all go. This is the power hour of breakfast. thanks to our wonderful friends at 830 Coffee, you've brought up a lovely little bag which our listeners can win.
There little rustle up. Yeah, it's our Old Faithful. It's the Colombian Popayan. Best brewed for a filter. And yeah, it tastes like milk chocolate and caramel. So again, what a way to start a Monday morning.
That is like having a little treat in a cup.
Yeah.
Before you've even started the day.
Yeah, it sounds so good.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's sort of our single origin filter that we always have on. So it's kind of our always on, single, but it's just such a beauty, and we've got such a good relationship with the growers who send it to us from Colombia. So it's just the one that we always have on. We call it Old Faithful, but it's the same thing. It sort of goes through those seasonal varieties and that sort of thing. So it's sort of variance in taste, but it always tastes pretty darn good. So it's one of our favourites.
Your chocolate and caramel sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with that.
Exactly. So it's a goodie. So get involved, get amongst it. It's O week, so I mean you're going to need some coffee to get through O week, surely.
Yep. You definitely need some beans to get through this week. It's looking pretty hectic out there in the quad. There's kind of
very hectic.
There's banners. There's,
heck yeah.
There's all sorts of like sponsored stuff. It's crazy, man.
Awesome to see.
And you've also said that we're going to be chatting a little bit about pairing snacks, because often, you know, I'll be trawling through 830's lovely website, which you can also use the code 95BFM at the checkout to get 10% off your order.
Strong plug, good segue.
Fantastic, right?
Radio.
And I'm trawling through this website, and there's often little snack suggestions to go along with, you know, certain little blends and brews that might need a something on the side.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's the thing with coffee. You know, you go for a coffee, but you might also go for like a little slice or brunch or something in the arvo or what have you. So yeah, we try and bring those pairings to the coffee with the food, and particularly if we're launching a coffee, it's often good to have something to just sort of have on the little side plate. So the suggestion from the roastery this morning is that the Popayan goes well with like a brownie or like a caramel slice or something like that.
Breakfast food. Sounds fantastic.
But I guess the real thing is to sort of pair coffee with food that's kind of like matching its intensity. So coffee's got a lot of acidity and sweetness, it's quite like pairing like a wine with coffee. There's a lot of similarities I've found with coffee and wine, actually. So it's all about kind of picking the right coffee to pair with the right thing. So and then also whether you like a black coffee or a milky coffee or what have you. So I've got some suggestions.
Run us through them. Run it back.
With the from the roastery team with obviously the Popayan, if you win it this week, grab a little brownie or some caramel slice. Obviously with our Getcha Thiny, I don't know, something like sour lollies. If you're into sour lollies, I'm quite partial to the old sour snakes.
Yeah. I love a peach ring.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I used to like, remember the little Fijoa lollies you could buy from the dairy in the $1 bag?
I'm good, it's all on your own there, Millie, unfortunately.
Yep. Not Fijoa.
Not my cup of tea or my cup of coffee in this instance. Thanks, 8:30.
Also like a lovely like lemon loaf, if you're into lemon flavoured stuff, which I definitely am.
Thank you.
What about a little lemon meringue pie situation?
Yum.
You could do that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like a raspberry friend. I've got on the list here.
Yum.
Or like if you're into more savoury stuff, there's kind of like your chicken and cranberry sort of mixture, maybe like a goat's cheese or something. Then I guess we've had the Coke on here a few times now, so we can pair something with that too. But it's sort of a little bit different because it's your lime cordials and your blackberry and your blood orange is what the Coke tastes like. So in the suggestions here from our wonderful roastery team, the orange almond cake, blueberry muffin, a citrus tart. Again, brownies on the list, but yeah, just sort of anything citrusy works quite well. Or if you're into the savoury stuff, maybe like a smoked salmon bagel or something like that for your brekkie.
Oh, stop it.
Quite bougie.
Yeah, sounds amazing. I like it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. 10 out of 10s across the board.
If you really want to elevate your week, all you have to do, head along to 8:30 first of all, pick up some beans, make some coffee, and follow these food pairing suggestions.
Yeah.
And so easy.
It's a way to make a week. And if you want to win these beautiful Colombian beans, all you have to do is text through to 5395 with your name, your B card number, and 8:30 with one word and one T.
I've got one last shout out for the food pairing.
One last shout out.
This Saturday at Norman B. Fine Wines, we're launching our new Papua New Guinea. Single origin, and let me tell you, it is tasting absolutely bloody delicious.
It's so good. My dad brought back a massive sack of Papua New Guinean coffee one time, and it is like no other coffee in the world.
It's high level. Yeah. So, yeah.
Did he bring it in his suitcase or separately?
I actually can't remember how he got it into the country. Okay, that just outs him to immigration right here, right now.
Hope you're not listening, Ministry of Primary Industries.
It is stunning coffee, though. Mm. Like, this is the kind of coffee that is just, is it like that real sweet?
So sweet.
Don't even need milk.
Yeah, it's like a little tea, how sweet it is. It's delicious. So we'll be talking about that next week. But little preview. So yeah, if you want to get involved and taste that one before anyone else in the world, Norman B. Fine Wines on Saturday, and it's paired with a little bakery as well. So awesome. get around it.
I absolutely love the detail of the snack pairings of the different types of coffee. Yeah. It's awesome. As a new to the segment, as covering in for Rosetta this week, I love the care and the attention to detail.
Absolutely.
That.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, stunning. As a part of this segment, we always play a track from where the beans are from. I found a harpist from Colombia.
Awesome.
Love it.
This is Edmar Castaneda and the World Ensemble with the track Sanaa. I love a bit of harp music. I'm a real sucker for it. thank you so much, Christian. Thank you, 8:30. Get those texts in, listeners. This is a good brew. Siempre da el cielo.
divino. El tiempo se convierte en el camino. Mira que la vida siempre da el cielo a quien quiere volar. Vivimos como si la aguja por la que ha de pasar el camello fuera elástica. Como si lleváramos los genes de Matusalén o tuviésemos el bebé.
Don't you love it?
I do.
This is how we brew it, man.
Yum,
Colombian Popayán, tasting notes of chocolate, caramel, everything good.
I reckon a caramel slice was a real great shout for the snack pairing. Because that's chocolate and caramel. That's pretty much that's it. That's caramel slice.
That's pretty much what's up.
Yum, yum.
All you need to do to win this wonderful bag of beans is text through the word 830 with one word and one T in the middle, your name and your B card number, and it could be yours, and then you could go get a brownie and life would be amazing.
Yum.
Massive shout out to the team at 830 Coffee Roasters. You're the best. And anyway, this is how we brew it for this week. That was
This Is How We Brew It
on 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.